When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen on Early Break. Bill Bush out today. He's back on Friday in studio with us. He's back on vacation. He'll be back Friday. Yeah. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. As I said yesterday, Steve Schindler out for this week until Bill gets back. He'll give us the scoop on what's happening at the bank. Shindaddy, but until
7:17.
That's right. Jeez. Well, 8:17 this time, actually.
What am I talking about?
7:17 Central Time. We are in the Eastern Time Zone. It's
8:17.
Yes.
Show flying by.
It is, and we appreciate it. We see all the texts. Please keep texting your questions, comments, 402-464-5685, also on YouTube. Well, YouTube's been busy. Facebook's been busy also. Thank you for all your comments. By the way, if you're just tuning in, yes, we are live on the sidelines of Lucas Oil Stadium for day two of Big Ten Media Days. Love being here. And I looked up. The glass is glistening.
The glass is glistening.
The sunlight is coming through.
Now, wait a second, Jake. Is the glass glistening or is the sunlight glistening? I think the sunlight's
glistening off the glass.
Yes.
I'm in the right context. I don't think it's an embarrassing comment I said there. The sun is glistening off the glass. Okay, that's probably more accurate. I like glass glistening.
You like that sun coming
through. It's a beautiful look there. It just makes you feel great. Remember that one time we did the remote in the rail yard and we saw the sun come up off the arena? That was cool. That was like 8 years ago. That was awesome. That was a great time. It went from dark to light in the first segment. It's incredible.
It was
back in August of like 2016.
It was amazing.
I don't forget these things.
No, you don't.
That's the same thing. We can't see quite as much sun because it's at the top of the stadium.
We're in an indoor arena.
We are.
It's a big indoor arena.
It's a beautiful place. We got the side podiums to our left. We get the main stage to our right. And if you're trying to see where we're at the 28-yard. You're at the 29-yard. I'm at the 28-yard line. You're at the 29-yard line.
Okay. Moving right to left.
Moving right to left. That's right. That's where we're at. So, by the way, our coverage of Media Day is sponsored by our friends at 1890 Nebraska, Stevens & Smith Construction, The Complex in Lincoln, Warhorse Casino, and Reynolds Jewelry. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making our coverage possible these 3 days in Indianapolis.
Yeah, yeah.
Once again, 464-5685, call or text as always. So today, just to recap, who's coming in, Nebraska, of course, is at the podium today with Matt Rhule.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you have Isaac Gifford here. You'll have, make sure I get this right, who's here today.
Ty Robinson,
Isaac Gifford, Ben Scott. You also have Iowa here today, Michigan State, Penn State, UCLA, and USC in the building today.
Yeah. So the two of the new teams are here. That'll be
That's right.
That'll be important. That's historic, right? There's some history there. And want some photos from
and,
that.
And both those schools are bringing their quarterbacks. UCLA will bring Ethan Garbers, their quarterback, and Miller Moss coming from USC.
Okay.
And I believe USC will for sure be stopping by our booth at some point today.
Okay.
Not during this show, but after this.
And you guys will get plenty of Nebraska.
Yes, we'll have all three Nebraska players. We'll have Matt Rhule stop by. Again, Isaac Gifford, Ty Robinson, Ben Scott. We'll have some Iowa players, and I'll be proper here. Luke Lachey, the tight end, Jay Higgins, the linebacker, and Quinn Schulte, the defensive back.
Yeah.
We'll stop by.
Thank you for being proper.
I am a proper human being. I'm professional. at times.
It wanes. It wanes.
When I need to be professional, I am professional.
Yes, I will say that. And you were very professional this morning in picking me up at the Hilton Garden Inn on time with coffee.
I honked at you.
Did you? I don't remember that.
I honked. I went beep, beep, because you didn't see me. You were looking. Why would I come to the corner in a busy street? I came across the street where there's actually a place to park. You thought I was like going to drive on the sidewalk and pick you up. If you were just at the entrance like you were supposed to be, you would have seen me come in without the honk being necessary.
I didn't know there was some anger attached.
There's no anger. I did provide I provide you a coffee because you spilled the other one on yourself, and yeah. I even put the Splendas in it for you.
Thank you. God, that's amazing. Thank you.
I'm trying to make sure the day is as smooth as possible after you spilled the coffee on yourself.
Okay, smooth as possible. There's some obvious questions you need to ask Matt Rhule. I need to ask Matt Rhule. The people need to ask Matt Rhule. The people want to know from Matt Rhule. One is what? The secondary situation with the new coach, John Butler, right? Now, I don't know exactly how I'll frame up the question, but that's a topic. It's a huge topic. John Butler moving into the secondary coach role on July, we'll say 7th. You know, the news of Evan Cooper, his resignation for personal reasons, occurred on July 5th. In fact, you alerted me to that news.
I did.
As I was hanging a shower curtain.
I was heading to where? A winery or something like that night.
A winery.
My wife wanted to go there, okay? I was being a good husband.
I was hanging a shower curtain, and then you told me what was going on. John Butler comes into Nebraska's realm very late. It's camp starts July 31. He's got a corner job open. He's got to learn Tony White's 3-3-5, which is pretty unique. He's got to learn all the personnel, not just the secondary. You got to learn all the personnel, how it all fits. It's a lot. That's sort of the question. What kind of challenge has that been for John Butler? I think that's a good question for Matt Rhule, right?
Yes.
What else would you want to ask Matt Rhule?
Well, I think you have to ask about Dylan Raiola. Yes. I mean, that's all, the whole place wants to know about Dylan Raiola.
What's the picture look like this summer during OTAs, which they have? It's very formal now. Who's getting most of the reps? Will he say that? I doubt it. I doubt Matt Rhule will tell you that. I would tell you that this is all pointed towards Dylan Raiola, and it's pointed that way this summer. Of course it is. It'd be crazy to say anything else, right?
We said before we would both be stunned if he wasn't the quarterback.
Against UTEP.
Yes.
I'd fall off whatever chair I'm on on that.
This
day.
One?
Well, it won't be this one. It'd be one in the press box at Nebraska if someone else.
Is that Harper?
Why Sip on the floor?
He said he'd fall off his chair if it wasn't Raiola starting the game.
Yeah.
Help the old man.
I think when we have these conversations, we have to be sensitive to Heinrich Harburg, who was 5-3 as Nebraska's starter last year. This is not dissing Heinrich Harburg at all. I just think there's a competition for quarterback. I think we ascertained during the spring that Dylan had a very good spring, and then we saw the spring game. And what did that look like to you?
He looked good.
Yeah. And what I've heard this
summer.
We saw
Mahomes Jr. out there, it felt like.
No, did you just say that?
That's what people kept saying. I'm just reading the reports. I'm reading what the reports were.
Are we really going there?
He had a no-look pass. He did.
If you want
to give what the people were saying.
Okay.
Listen, I'm just repeating what the people. I'm a man of the people. I speak for the people. I speak for the people. I'm the people's speaker.
Okay. So Dylan Raiola carries that into OTAs. He's had a good summer. Now, what do you do when camp begins July 31 in terms of reps? I don't know. I don't, that's probably a question for Matt Rhule that he won't answer. Or he'll answer it. My guess is he'd say, well, we'll split up the reps. But it'll become apparent. Now, he has said this. It'll become apparent who's getting more reps with the ones to the team. You know, it becomes apparent. So there's that. I'd want to ask Matt Rhule today about that other corner spot opposite Tommy Hill.
Important question.
Yeah, because we're hearing some rumblings about maybe, you know, maybe they move over a safety that's not named Malcolm Hartzog to try for that job. I mean, you're talking about right now Malcolm Hartzog maybe being that corner, or Sierre Wright, mm-hmm. the USC transfer, or Dwight Boodle. Those would be the principals, but maybe you'd move like a Marcus Buford over there. That'd be something I'd probably ask about that. You have that luxury because you have good safeties. You have Singleton coming back off an injury, Deshaun Singleton. Gifford's here. Excellent safety. So you have some other safeties on the depth chart that you'd feel good about. So you could make that move. We'll see. What else is on your mind for Matt Rhule?
I mean, I'd like to know in terms of his thought. I mean, we feel good about the trenches for both sides, offensive and defensive line.
Does
he feel the same? Does he feel like we've got things established on both sides of the ball mm-hmm. in the trenches? Now, we know that the O-line has experience. Is it good experience for Nebraska?
Right. Point? I would say this, Jake. I don't know what Matt will say.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Say, I feel better about D-line and overall and D-line depth, quality depth, than I feel about the O-line. Better about the D-line than the O-line. I think that'd be most people, right? The D-line depth, you're talking about, you know, I'll give you an example of one position where you'd say, okay, yeah, that's pretty good. Jamari Butler, Cam Lenhart. Cam Lenhart pushes Jamari Butler. If it's not Jamari Butler in the game, it'd be Cam Lenhart. Okay, well, how do you feel about that? That's pretty good, right?
I like the look of it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Van mm-hmm. Poppel. Van Poppel behind Ty Robinson. Terrence Knighton said recently on statewide radio that there's no drop-off when Van Poppel goes in the game now with Ty Robinson. Okay, that's pretty good. You feel pretty good about that,
good
right?
Good depth and good talent.
Yeah, yeah. Vincent Carroll Jackson's got to keep getting better. He pushes Nash. Probably not to the extent that Cam Lenhart pushes Butler and that Van Poppel pushes Robinson, but still pushes him. But, yeah, they got guys. Sefo Lefetu has come on. I'm going to say Sefo Lefetu. Does that sound about right?
I'm not going to try.
Is that about right?
I think we'll go with that. We'll say it's good.
Yeah,
good
he's coming. I'll tell you internally, Jake, keep Keona Davis's name in your mind.
And I don't think it's a commonly known name for Nebraska fans.
Late add to the class of 2024, but Terrence Knighton.
Some, intel for you. Sip. Yeah. Keona Davis?
Yeah, Keona Davis, and I think we even have him as Keona Wilhite. I don't – the name – fluctuates, but it's Keona Davis Wilhite, we'll say. Keona Davis, Keona Wilhite, whatever you want to go with. But Terrence Knighton in Belton, Texas in early June was very complimentary of him. And then now I'm hearing more that you could see him not maybe as a starter, but as a guy that you can put in, particularly as a pass rusher. James Williams is another guy to watch. You know, we don't even mention, now going back to D-line depth, Elijah Judy's playing really well now. He's got his personal life smoothed out. Listen to all these guys, Judy, James Williams, Sefo Lefetu.
You haven't even said a guy's a hybrid, Umon Miel in principle.
Now he's more of a jack.
But he gets on the line once in a while.
It gets confusing, though. The three players, I'll help you out, Jake. The three jack players are Sherman, Umanielen, and Maverick Noonan. Those are the three jacks. I separate them from the linemen.
Okay.
James Williams is a D lineman. Van Poppel, Lenhart, Keona Davis. I the good news is I can keep naming guys that are factors. I do like the D line depth a little better. The quality of the depth. A little bit better than the offensive line, although the offensive line has some depth too. Nebraska's pretty good in the trenches. I mean, they're you feel pretty good about.
I do feel good about them. I hope the offensive line is, you know, can show that experience is worthwhile for them this year. They've got it. They have a lot of starts in that line. Ben Hart started a lot of games. You know, Ben Scott
41
has started a lot at Arizona State and Nebraska also.
Ben Scott, Ben Hart, Teddy Prochazka. If you get Micah Mazuka, I think I got that name right.
Yes, that's the Florida transfer, right?
Baylor and Florida
transfer.
Starter both places. If he's clicking, that really helps. You have Justin Evans, who has started games here. You have Henry Litovsky, who has started games here. You're in pretty good shape up front. But, again, I just think the defensive line's got an edge there. But, boy, that's good. I'll tell you what. I like the idea of those units squaring off in practice because they're both getting better. What are you hearing?
So there's your look at what Nebraska might get asked today, Matt Rhule, and the players here at the podium and also on our airwaves. Farley's chimed in again.
What is Farley?
Terrell Farley, the black shirt, the Husker Hall of Famer, new Hall of Famer, yeah. Says, why does Sip have an orange shirt on?
Well, I had a...
Advise the people on that, please.
I had a white Husker Online shirt, a white dominated shirt, and I was outside waiting. I was outside my hotel waiting for Jake to come by in the ticket van, and I looked down, and I had coffee all over my white shirt because my cap on my coffee wasn't fully on.
I'm just glad you had the awareness to call me and say, I'm putting a new shirt on, because it would have been a bad day for you. Everyone would have said, what's going on?
Why Sip have
Rhule would have said, what's going on with the shirt? Our own team would have said the same thing. Yeah. So I'm proud of you for doing
that. It flashed through my mind just to say, nobody's going to notice. I mean, people got a lot on their minds. They're not going to notice Sipple's shirt. But it's a new white shirt with fresh coffee. I don't think it would have been
good. Not
good.
By the way, Kobe says, thank you, Farley. Jake has ignored me all show about this. No, I addressed this earlier.
It was addressed.
We mentioned this in the first hour, why you're wearing the orange shirt.
Yeah, it was addressed.
Because you had a white shirt on that had coffee spilled. Kobe, you didn't pay attention at that point.
Right. I don't regard orange as Illinois color. Aren't they more of a blue hue?
No. You know what their traveling fan base is called for basketball? The Orange Crush.
Oh, boy.
Okay, they're known for traveling.
Well, then.
At Nebraska games, you'll see the Orange Crush in the upper tier.
Okay.
So, orange is very – their helmets are orange.
Okay, you're right.
With the blue eye.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I mean, they'll wear a blue jersey
is
once in a while.
Is that their dominant color?
Yes, orange.
I've always thought of it as more as a blue-orange.
No, it's more orange, white, and then blue is probably third for Illinois.
Okay. Yeah, we haven't been in the Big Ten very long. It's 2-11.
Yeah, you're figuring things out still. You're
14
getting locked
years.
Back in here.
14 years. Don't do that. Don't make that face.
Again, though, Nebraska today with Penn State, Iowa, Michigan State, USC, UCLA.
Yeah, what do you want to hear from James Franklin?
Well, on that real quick, I know we talked about Penn State on Monday and Tuesday at different times, but I just don't think anybody's talking about them.
They seem
they're picked third in the conference. They're probably going to win 10 games or so.
Right.
And they could be a playoff team, and nobody's talking about Penn State.
It's odd. I agree, and I don't disagree with you. I can't fully explain it except it's, as Bill likes to say, status quo. What's different? There's nothing.
I
mean, in the old Big Ten, you know, before Oregon, Washington, UCLA, and USC – it was picked third behind Ohio State and Michigan, or maybe picked
second.
Which
is good, by the way.
Really good, but it's just nothing really different.
They're picked third out of 18 teams this year.
Yeah, they're going to be.
And against it, you could talk about potentially three teams making the playoff from the Big Ten this year. Right?
I know. I was looking at it, too. Penn State last year, 43 sacks. 43 sacks.
Average four per game.
Led the Big Ten.
Three or four per game.
Yeah, and they're once again, they're going to win 10 or 11.
And like we said, they host Ohio State. Ohio State
goes to
Penn State the week after they play Nebraska.
Huge game. I mean, those games, this is why we love, you know, we love college football. This is why we love the Big Ten. Those games, man. Ohio State at Penn State.
Beautiful.
God, that's a big game. Those are gigantic. They're wars, too, by the way. They're wars. So, yeah, James Franklin's here, but, yeah, not a lot of buzz, right? Not
and,
a lot of
he's
buzz.
Probably like, it's fine. Don't talk about it. We'll just quietly make the playoffs and call it good.
They need to make the playoff. They need to make the playoff. If he hasn't made a playoff.
How about this for a take? If they finish third, they will be in the playoff.
Okay.
I'm saying three Big Ten teams in the playoff this year.
He needs
year.
To be in the playoff.
Three in.
He has not made – he didn't make a four-team playoff. You know that, right?
I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
He did win a conference, though, in 2016.
Yes, he did win a conference.
8 years ago. Beat Wisconsin from behind.
Penn State needs to get in that playoff.
I think if they're top three, they are making the playoff.
You're right, though. They're in that odd situation where they win 10 or 11 and nobody's talking about them. I don't like that. There's something I don't like about that.
So they'll be part of the six teams speaking today, though. James Franklin will
Who
be
else?
Here. Michigan State, Nebraska, Iowa, USC, UCLA, Penn State. That's what we'll have here on the airwaves today in the podium.
All right. Attention span. You
notice,
know,
yeah, it's not great. It's
oh,
not great.
Stop.
But before we get to break, a quick plug for our friends at Trade-Offs. Gotreda.com. SIP Grain Marketing is not easy to do. They do it very well at Trade-Offs. They've met many farmers that found their grain marketing plan frustrating and intimidating. The goal is to use their ingrained expertise to your advantage. They help alleviate the stresses of grain marketing so you can stay focused on what you love. Learn more at gotreda.com, spelled gotreda.com. More next. We're going to have Bill's Thrills.
Yeah, hold on.
What do you got?
Hold on. I mean, this orange shirt is causing a lot of problems. Katrinka, not a fan of the Texas orange shirt. Texas?
Yeah, that's more Illinois, I think, to me than Texas.
Texas?
Is that
this shirt's causing?
You could go a little burnt orange in that. Maybe Tennessee colors.
It's
possibly.
Caused way too much conversation. It's just a shirt from Target, guys. I mean,
well, it's causing some problems. You're gonna get people saying, "What's up with the Tennessee guy over here?" Bielema was yesterday, you know. Illinois was here yesterday.
It's Tennessee. It's Texas. It's Illinois. What is it? Am I Clemson? Am I Dabo
yeah,
here?
Yeah, Dabo is in Charlotte right now. You're in the wrong city. When we come back, we're gonna have Sip's Tips, Jake's Takes, Bill's Thrills. Them's Fighting Words Wednesday, next on Early Break in the Ticket, live from Lucas Oil Stadium.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.